Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant, with a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem and Haifa are enjoying mild temperatures, making it a lovely day for outdoor activities. Eilat remains sunny, offering ideal conditions for those visiting the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla just moments ago, Israel is losing on all fronts while the government rushes to embrace criminals. Iran is as close to nuclear capability as it was before the war, and the North struggles with Hezbollah's drones. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that Israel must accept the only way to secure the North is to eliminate Hezbollah. This is seen not as a call for endless war, but as a stance against the dangers of a fake peace. Also, this hour, the JNS states that Netanyahu held top-level consultations as Israel readies for the potential collapse of the Iran truce. A security source warns that hostilities may resume if Iran chooses to fight over the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, I-24 News reported earlier today that Iran's nuclear timeline remains 1 year despite a U.S.-Israeli air campaign. And finally, according to Forward from earlier today, Argentine Jewish advocates report an attack on a Jewish library and a Chabad center near Buenos Aires. Counter-terrorism officials are now investigating. Here's what people are saying online. The Israel Defense Forces shared just minutes ago about an incident involving two armed Hezbollah terrorists launching an anti-tank missile toward IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. In response, the IDF struck the structure. From IL Red Alert, a general emergency was indicated as a U.S. military tanker over the Strait of Hormuz squawked 7,700. This was noted in an alert a short time ago. Doron Kadosh, an Israeli journalist, reported earlier today on the ongoing ceasefire violations in southern Lebanon. Despite the truce, approximately 70 explosive drones targeted IDF forces, resulting in several casualties. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Walla report. Israel faces significant challenges on multiple fronts. The government is criticized for its response as tensions with Iran and Hezbollah heighten. The implications are severe, with national security at stake. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, the call for action against Hezbollah highlights the complexity of maintaining peace in the region. Experts suggest that without decisive action, the threat will persist. This poses a long-term risk to stability in the north. Meanwhile, JNS provides insights into Netanyahu's high-level discussions. The potential collapse of the Iran truce could lead to renewed conflict. Analysts say this could disrupt regional trade and security, especially in the Strait of Hormuz. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that a company is developing advanced solutions to counter Hezbollah's drone threat. The IDF faces a challenge, from simple, cost-effective drones enhanced with fiber optics, requiring sophisticated countermeasures. Separately, CTech highlights Teva's strategic move to acquire Emalex in a deal worth up to $900 million. This acquisition bolsters Teva's pipeline with a new treatment for Tourette's, aligning with its Beyond Growth strategy. And finally, from Globes, Israel has dropped a key demand on Wizz Air concerning emergency flight commitments. This decision affects the low-cost airline's operations and flexibility in the region. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.